to kick off the program today, a dream comes true story as we take you out to Washington. Bethany Balser, the great soccer star at Spring Arbor University, recently signed a professional contract, and she is pretty excited. She joins us from, where are you at, Tacoma?
Yep, Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma, Washington. So how excited are you?
Oh, I'm just completely elated. Hasn't really sunk in yet, but yeah, I've just been smiles ever since I got the phone call.
So how did it all shake down, Bethany, that you end up playing with the Reign FC? It's a national women's soccer team.
Yeah, so I entered the draft back in January and didn't get drafted, but got a personal invite to the Seattle Reign camp for their preseason, and accepted it, and have just been trying out with them ever since. And then on Friday, they asked me to join the team and be a permanent player.
And what were you thinking?
It was one of the easiest yeses I've ever had to say. As everyone's been saying, it's just been a dream come true. And just for all the work and stuff that I had to put in to get here to this moment, it just makes it all worth it. And just a big weight lifted off my shoulders and stuff.
So you were at Hudsonville Unity Christian. How did you end up at Spring Arbor?
So my sister went there before me to Spring Arbor, and so I had known about it and had visited and just really liked the school itself, first and foremost, but then the fact that they did have a very competitive soccer program was also nice as well. So it just fit all the criteria that I wanted, and that's where I went.
Mm-hmm. And what a career you had there. I mean, it's just amazing. The numbers, what, 129 goals? That's just, it's astounding, really.
Yeah, that was my job on the team, and so I just tried to contribute how I was supposed to, and credit to my team for just being so great to me and giving me those opportunities and chances, and just the coaches for instilling that mindset in me. Yeah, I'm forever grateful for Spring Arbor and how it's led me here.
NAIA National Player of the Year 3 times. That's incredible.
Yeah. Once again, just a credit to my teammates and my coaches who put me in that spot where I was able to do that. And, yeah, I just go out there and I play and I have fun. And if shots fall, great. If they don't, I'm going to keep working at it. So, but, yeah, I'm definitely proud of those accomplishments and I'm very grateful that I received them.
And you had some great teammates over your career there.
Yeah, I did. A lot of them I played with since high school, so it was cool to experience college with them and just share all the memories we had, the national titles we had, and everything in between. And yeah, we were definitely a family out there, and so I think that showed on the field with how well we played together.
Well, tell me about your coach, Jason Crist.
He's incredible. I would not be sitting here and playing for the Reign if it weren't for him. He did all of those little behind-the-scenes things of talking to coaches, putting my name out there, giving me the exposure I need, guiding me through my summers and what I had to do in order to get here. And I remember asking him, like, Coach, is going pro something that I can do if I stay at Spring Arbor? And he said, absolutely. Like, you have the talent. And so from that moment on, it just gave me confidence to just work incredibly hard and do everything I needed to get to this point. And so he's been a big driving force behind me being here. And he wouldn't tell you that. He would say it's the player's sport, but he definitely had a powerful impact on me.
Yeah, I don't recall any professional soccer players coming out of the area, so I think you're number one.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. So.
Uh-huh. Tell us about your new coach.
Blacko, he's incredible. Obviously super grateful that he he's kind of taken a chance on me and believed in me. And he just knows the game so well. He can dissect the game in ways I've never seen before, and was just really patient and helpful with me as I was trying out. And I'm really excited to continue moving forward and learning under him. And he's great and top class for sure.
What did they tell you, Bethany, about your role with the organization?
Yeah, they definitely want to see me develop. They said that I have a high ceiling and that I have a lot of potential moving forward. Obviously, I still have a lot to grow into and adjust to. Obviously, from college to pro, it's a pretty big leap. And so they're looking for me to really develop in hopes of becoming a better player for next season as well and just moving forward with that.
Well, you've been obviously you've practiced a few times. You played in your first game at least a few minutes this past Sunday. How did that go?
That was incredible. My coach just said, "Go out and enjoy it. You know, don't think about it. You know, for first experience being on a pro soccer field, he said, just take it all in and soak up every moment." And so, I definitely tried to do that. It's just an incredible environment and atmosphere to play in, and just a really special moment, I think.
What are the challenges you find? I would imagine, I'm just guessing, that the ladies are probably stronger.
That's kind of an adjustment, but I think more the speed of play is an adjustment. Just the quickness and the technical side of it, just the passes are cleaner, shots come at you faster. You just have to be quicker in your decision making. And so that's probably been one of the biggest adjustments is, you know, making my passes faster and reading the game a couple steps ahead. It's just everything is a level up compared to college.
So you sign a contract. What does that mean? You're good for the rest of the year, or how does that go?
Yep, so I'm signed until the end of the season, which I think is around September or October. And so I'll be with the team, training with them up until that point, and then after that, we'll see. But right now I'm just enjoying the moment.
Yeah, do they just play one game a week or two, or how does that roll?
Yep, it's about one game a week.
Okay, and obviously you do a lot of traveling.
Yes, we travel a ton, being one of two West Coast teams. We're always flying. Most of the teams are on the East Coast, so it is a lot of traveling, but definitely worth it and just fun to be with the team and stuff. But yeah,
you weren't doing a lot of flying at Spring Arbor.
No, everything was less than 4 hours away. So now it's like it's crazy with all the travel time and had a 4 hour flight home from Houston on Monday. So definitely gonna have to get used to flying a lot and traveling.
How's the adjustment living out in the Washington area?
It's good. I'm about to move into a permanent home for the summer, so I haven't completely gotten settled in yet. I'm still living out of my suitcases and stuff, but other than that, it's been great. The owners and the staff for the Reign have been incredibly accommodating, making sure that I'm taken care of, and so it's been a pretty smooth transition.
So do you have to beat out somebody to earn playing time? Is that how it goes?
So there were about five other girls trying out for the team as well, and so they're all gone now. Now that I'm on the team, I still obviously have to work for playing time. They travel 18 girls to every game, but you're only allowed three subs per game. So I'm always going to be fighting for playing time. And yeah,
is this a real good team?
Definitely the top of the league that they're in. Very competitive, and they finished third last year. So they're definitely a very, very good team.
So do you hope to what do you hope happens after this year? Do you want to keep going, or are you going to assess it when it's over?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make that decision now. I'll definitely assess it when it's over, but obviously the plan is just to continue to play in the league, wherever that may be, and just continue to use the platform of soccer and, play as long as my body will let me.
I imagine you've heard from a lot of your old teammates.
Yeah, they're super excited for me and incredibly grateful, and it's awesome to have all the support from back home. I've just been blown away with all the notifications this weekend, just from the love and support that I have. So, yeah, they're incredibly happy for me.
Well, you can do some recruiting for Jason Chris.
Yeah, I might have helped him out a little bit, but yeah.
Well, that he has turned into an amazing program. You know that.
Yeah, it definitely kind of came out of nothing. When Coach Chris started there, it was rough, and so just over the course of his 18 years or so, he's been able to build it up into one of the best programs in the country in the NAIA. So definitely cool to be a part of that and to kind of continue carrying the torch for the soccer program.
Well, we wish you certainly the best of luck, Bethany. Hopefully you have a lot of fun out there and score some goals. Can we watch you on TV somewhere?
Yeah, all the NWSL games are streamed by Yahoo Sports.
Okay.
And so if you Google that and find the link, I'm sure it's pretty easy to figure out. But, yeah, that's where all of our games are going to be streamed.
Okay, next game is when? This weekend?
Yep, next game is Sunday, and it's at home, and we play Orlando. So.
Okay.
Getting ready for that.
Get a couple.
I'll do my best to do that.
Hey, thanks. Good luck. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.